الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. So from today we are starting a new section and this is a beautiful story. As you may all know this story of Musa alayhi salam and Khidr alayhi salam. And the theme of the entire surah, Suratul Kahf, is about the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, faith in the destiny, in the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and faith and sabr on iman. So this surah, now we are going to the end of the surah. So this ending is like, these ayat is the climax of the surah. To the highest point, and so many messages we will get inshallah from the surah and from the story of Musa and Khidr alayhi salam. The background of this story is that it is, has been recorded in Sahih Bukhari and Tirmidhi Sharif and some other books of the hadith that Musa alayhi salam, he was giving a speech one day. So among the audience, he asked him a question that Musa alayhi salam, who is the most knowledgeable person at this time on the earth? So Musa alayhi salam, thinking that I am the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the most knowledge among the human beings, among seven to one of the prophet and the messenger, so I should be the one who knows many things, from the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So without waiting the response from Allah, he just thinking that, and he replied that I am the most knowledgeable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent him a message and he said that Musa, there is no doubt that I have appointed you as a messenger and I have given you a lot of knowledge, but there is another kind of knowledge that even you are not aware of that, and there is another my servant that he has this kind of knowledge I gave him. So Musa alayhi salam, he was very surprised and he said, Ya Allah, there is anyone that he has and a different kind of knowledge that I don't know, and now I want to meet him, I want to see him, and I want to learn also that type of knowledge. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said that, okay, if you are determined and you are willing, then yes, you can go and meet with him. And so he said, how can I meet him? Where will be the meeting point? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said that the meeting point will be the junction of two rivers or two seas, Bahrain. And there are so many explanations about this exact location, that it was Persian Ocean and the Mediterranean Ocean or Atlantic Ocean or another point of Red Sea. So there are so many explanations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows best. Even some Mufassirin, they says that it was Tanja in Morocco, now modern days Morocco. So wherever it was, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this point. And he said that, how can I know that I have reached to my destination? So he said that, take the fish with you. And this fish, it was cooked fish. It was not alive. And Musa alayhi salam also took his disciple, his student, Yusha bin Nun. Yusha alayhi salam, he became the Nabi after Musa alayhi salam, and he became leader of Bani Israel. So he was also with him, but at that time he was like a trainee. He was doing internship with Musa alayhi salam. So he was a young man. His name was Yusha, and biblical name is Joshua. So this is where the same name Joshua. Yeah. So he was also with him. So Musa alayhi salam gave him instructions that if you see that fish, that it became alive and it jumps into the water, so that is the meeting point where we are going and heading to. So now they started the journey, and they reached to that point, and there was a rock, and they were, you know, feeling tired, so they took some rest. So while both of them, they were taking the nap, and suddenly Yusha, he woke up, and he saw that the fish came out of that tiffin box and jumped into the water. But when Musa alayhi salam, he woke up, Yusha forgot to tell him this, happening. And this again, continued the journey. So after a while, Musa alayhi salam, he said, now we are very much tired. It's a very long journey, and we did not eat anything, and he started feeling hungry. So he said to Yusha that now take out the fish. We want to eat it. So then Yusha alayhi salam, he recalled everything, and he said, there is no more fish. Fish is gone. He said, where? He said, remember, we were staying and we were taking the nap at that place. So Musa alayhi salam, he said, that was the meeting point. We missed that, and we need to go back. We need to make like a U-turn. Sometimes when you are driving the car and your navigation says, no, you are too far, you need to make a U-turn. Right? You missed the point. So then they came back, and the same location, then they found Khidr alayhi salam, that he was sitting on the rock in that ocean. And then they started, introducing themselves. And from there, we will continue the story that is coming, inshallah. But looking at all these is some background of the story. Now we will translate. So, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى. Okay, this word "is" is simple translation, and remember the time when. So, "is" means when. Okay, but actually, "is" also comes sometime to draw the attention of the people. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing the attention of everyone, and say, lo and behold. So, it is a sudden change in the topic. Qala Musa, Musa alayhi salam, he said, li fatahu. What is fatah?
Young youth.
Yeah, youth, young man. And we already learned this word in the beginning of this surah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was referring to Ashabul Kahf. So he used the plural of that. Fitya, right? Is awal fitya tu yalkaf. So fitya is the plural of the same word fata. So a young man, a young guy who is also, it has been translated as a servant. So because he was serving Musa alayhi salam, Yusha bin Nun. So Musa alayhi salam, he said to his young man, La abrahu. And it is showing his willingness to complete the journey, no matter how long was that. He said, even if I have to travel miles and miles, and if I have to spend ages and ages, years and years, but it is so, loving journey to me that I will never stop. So, La Abrahu means I will never stop. I will continue. I will never give up. This is the meaning of La Abrahu. Hatta abluga, until I reach. Hatta means until, abluga, I reach. Where? Majma'al Bahrain. Majma'a means? Yes. Meeting of two oceans. Al Bahrain, or two rivers. Aw amdiya huquba. Even though I have to spend, I have to pass. Amdiya, mada, yamdi is something, passing. That's why the past tense or past period in Arabic is called madi. Amdiya. I have to spend huquba. Huquba, ages. Again, there are so many explanations of this word huquba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has used this word in Surah Naba when he said ahqaba. Right? So, ahqaba or huquba, this is the plural of huqub. And how long is the huqub? Some of us, they said just 1 year, but there is a tafsir, and that is more appropriate, that one huqub is 80 years. 80 years. One huqub. So, he said, even if I have to spend, hundreds of years, like centuries, but I will continue my journey until I reach my destination. Falamma balagha, when they both reached. Now please pay attention to this type of the verbs, balagha, nasiya. This is the beauty of Arabic, and it's a very special characteristic of Arabic language we do not have in English or in other Western languages, that Arabic has another expression that is called musanna, dual. It is between singular and plural. So Arabic plural do not start from two, they start from three and more and up. Now they were two, Musa and his student Yusha. So there is another way of saying for two people in Arabic with alif, in like if it is a madi, so balagha. And we have to pronounce this alif properly. If we pronounce without alif balagha, it will become like a singular, like one person. So we have to say balagha, both of them. So when both of them they reached majma'a bainihima, so same majma, junction, bainihima, between the two oceans, in their meeting point, nasiya hutahuma, they forgot, both of them they forget about their fish. Now again there are several words for fish in Arabic, and one is hoot. So famous word is samak. Samak is famous, but you can say hoot. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says noon. He said about Yunus alayhi salam, so it's a big fish like a whale. So he said wala takun kasahibil hoot, and also wazannuni iz zahaba mughadiba. So noon is also fish, but here is hoot. So hoot is regular fish. فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ, so when they forgot about the fish, in the meantime the fish made its way. اتَّخَذَ made, سَبِيلَهُ, سَبِيل is way, فِي الْبَحْرِ, inside the ocean, سَرَبَ, when it was disappearing. سَرَبَ, here is another good tafsir of the word سَرَبَ. One mufassir, Imam Ibn Kathir also, he said that when the fish was diving into the water and going into water, what happens if you throw something into the water, so after, in just in a fraction of a second, the water comes and levels, and you cannot see the spot where that thing is going. But when the fish was going, it was making a circle, and it was making something like a hole. So it was shown to Yusha alayhi salam so that he should remember the spot, he should not forget it. So the fish was disappearing, but also making that hole. Falamma jawaza. Now, so they were taking the rest, and after rest, again they continued the journey. So both of them, they crossed, they passed. Falamma jawaza. So jawaza, like you were supposed to reach to this point, but you now cross. That is called jawaza. Qala lifatahu. Before that, mufassirin also they have said that before this point, Musa alayhi salam did not feel hungry or did not feel tired. But now because they were going into the wrong direction, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started making him feel that hungry and tired and all that. So qala lifatahu, so he said to his young man, atina ghadana, bring us to our midday meal, like lunch. In modern Arabic also, ghada is called for lunch, the meal that we eat. So he said, atina, bring us ghadana, our midday meal or lunch. لَقَدْ لَقِيْنَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبْ, indeed we have met. لَقِيْنَا, لَقِيَ يَلْقَى, meet, we have met a tiredness. We suffered hardship and tiredness in this our journey. Now we are tired. Oh, it's too long. لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا, we have met. So you can translate after لقينا نصبا and then come back to من سفرنا هذا. So indeed we have met the tiredness نصبا من سفرنا هذا, from our this journey, right? So several words are easy, mashallah, for you. You already know them. But new words, just remember, like nasaba. It could be a new word. Nasab means tiredness, when you are exhausted. And ghada is lunch. And
jawaza.
Cross. And saraba.
Disappearing.
And Majma'al Bahrain, meeting of the two. And the Huquba,
years and years.
And La Abrahu,
stop.
I will not cease. Abandon. I will not stop. Right? Okay.
Will you repeat from Falamma Balagha? I think the recording messed
up. Okay. Falamma Balagha, so when both of them, they reached to the meeting point of the oceans, of both oceans, they forgot their fish. And the fish, it made its way into the ocean while disappearing. Falamma Jawaza, and when they crossed this point, so Musa alayhi salam, he said to his young man, Qala li fatahu, Atina ghadana, bring us to our lunch, midday meal. Laqad laqina min safarina hadha nasaba, because we have indeed met with the tiredness. We are, you know, feeling the tiredness and suffering the hardship of the journey from our this journey. Sadaqallahu al-Aliyyul Azim.